Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? Hey friends, how are you doing? I just have to say that I think the homeschool mama community is so incredibly amazing. I love being part of a group of wonderful women who are taking the time to raise their families, teach their families, be with their families, just super intentional mamas, and I love it. Last week, I was talking about why homeschooling can feel so hard at times. And I promise you, as you keep going, it gets easier and easier. So keep going. Friends, I started homeschooling all those years ago simply because I had a feeling that I should. My son had done a year of kindergarten at a private school, and it was okay. It had some good things and things I didn't care for. And that summer, I thought I would homeschool and I panicked. I was like, well, this is a good Christ-centered school and the classes are really small. So I panicked and put him and all my kids that were old enough into school. And after doing 1 month of having a first grader, kindergartner, preschooler, and two babies, and seeing the only time that I was getting with my first grader was homework, helped me to have the courage to pull my babies out. There have been some pretty amazing side effects of homeschooling that I didn't even foresee at the time. I'm just going to share two of my favorites. My first one is that I developed a love for learning. Now, I have talked in many episodes that I was not a great student. I was not studious. I didn't read books. If there was a book report, I would ask my sister to write it, or I would guess and hope they had a movie I could watch with it. I passed many a book reports that way. I barely passed high school. I only passed high school because I got chummy with the teachers and convinced them to help me to graduate. So I did not have a love for learning until I started homeschooling. And now I cannot get enough. I love books and I love reading and I love studying. And it is just so, so exciting for me. The second thing that has been an amazing side effect from homeschooling and is my favorite is the relationship my family has. I was warned that the teenage years were going to be horrible, and yet they haven't been. At one time, I had five teenagers. It was busy, and there were normal challenges, but it was also amazing. I currently have three teens, and I love it. We know how to work together. There's a lot of trust. Not only are they my kids, but they are my friends. I read a book not too long ago called Children of the Collective by Connor Poyack, and it was a little heavy for me with some government stuff, but it had a really good message in the end of how to solve a lot of these issues and problems, and it was all about family, and I couldn't agree more. Part of the reason I think so many people struggle in homeschooling or why they quit or why they never even do it is not because they are dumb. I really don't think that. I don't think it's because they're not consistent enough or not a good enough scheduler or anything like that. But it's that we don't know how to be together as a family, and not for that long. We are losing families. Today, if people even get married, people are choosing to not have kids anymore. There are several countries with a negative birth rate. A negative birth rate is just when the death rate is higher than the birth rate. There are many countries where this is happening. Some of them are Greece, Japan, Portugal, Romania, and Italy. There are so many more. Then if you do have a baby, a lot of women will work full time and the baby will go to daycare shortly after they are born. They are in daycare until they are old enough to go to school, which just becomes the new replacement for daycare. That means the only time the baby is and child is getting with their parents are hopefully at night and hopefully on the weekends. And that's if the parents don't have anywhere to be or anywhere to go. Or if the kid's not in any activities or wants to hang out with friends or anything like that. We don't know how to be together as a family anymore. Bureau of Labor Statistics says that only 26% of mothers stay home, and that 71% of mothers are working full time. I don't know why that stat doesn't equal 100, but those are the stats from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So don't think I'm trying to say make this an episode of the women should not work. That is not the message with this episode. I understand there are single moms. My mom was single. She had to work if you need extra income, all those things. And friends, obviously I work. So that is not what I am trying to say. I have tried to be very intentional with the purpose of me working. And it has become very clear to me that I'm using my platform to help restore the family. I grew up in a home with chaos, abuse, fighting, contention, and all the things. I then got married and had kids, and I had no idea how to run a family without repeating what I knew. I have spent decades of research, a lot of trial and error, a lot of prayers, and a lot of crying, and figuring out how to restore the family. This is a huge part of what I teach in my membership. I teach you how to be in control of yourself so that you are showing up as your best self. And guess what? Sometimes your best self is mad or sad or all the things, because showing up as your best self is being willing to feel all the feels without taking them out on your family. I teach you how to connect with any kid, and I mean any. The good Lord gave me 7 very unique individuals whom I have had the pleasure of practicing everything I preach. I am my very first client, and there is nothing that I teach that I haven't done already. The next element is family and learning how to be together as a family day in and day out, not just on the weekends, not just enduring a kid who you can't stand every night, but actually thriving by being together, being on the same team and knowing how to work together and play together. Then finally, in my membership, I talk about homeschool, which is the cherry on top. Because when all this stuff is happening, guess what? Homeschool is just amazing and fun. The reason I'm sharing this is because I've had several people reach out to me about how their family is struggling. I have moms in tears telling me that they don't know what to do. My heart aches for them because I know how frustrating it is to want something so bad and have no idea how to get there. I have thought and prayed a lot about how can I help? What can I do? I know when I'm struggling and I'm really feeling lost and not knowing what to do, I want a lot more hand holding. So friends, that is exactly what I am going to do. I'm going to be offering 3-month one-on-one sessions with me. Each call will be 45 minutes, and I will be helping you to create a functioning, thriving, and happy family. As an added bonus, you will also get a lifetime membership to Mama's Members. And within my membership, I have 15-minute private calls that you can do with me or one of my amazing coaches. I am going to be doing 20-minute discovery calls. I will have you fill out a form that tells me a little bit about you. What is your situation? What is going on? What are certain things you've tried? And why you would like to do this help? After you fill that form out, I will send you up a link to sign up for your discovery call. I want to help you for reals and really help you create this functioning, happy family. And I feel like the best way to do that is to get in there and to be really intentional with you and go step by step with you and guide you as you are on this journey. I cannot wait, and I am so excited about this. The only down part is I can only take a few people at a time. So if this is something you know you would like to do, I would encourage you to not wait. Friends, I have sat with so many clients who are in tears and have no idea what to do. And I understand the pain you are going through. But on the flip side, I have also had the opportunity to sit with those clients after they had worked with me and seen how happy they are and how their families are now working together. And it brings me with such joy to see another family restored and that trajectory that they are just going to keep going, possibly break generational cycles, but create new healthy ones too. Family is everything. And I'm on a mission to help restore as many families as possible. There is a link in the show notes to fill out the form that lets me know that you are ready to go. Please message me if you have any questions, and let's make this happen. Talk to you next week, friends. Hello, friend. If you enjoy this podcast, I know you are going to love my curriculum. Each month, you will receive 16 lesson plans that cover habits, the arts, science, history, and so much more. Head on over to www.coachmegthomas.com and click on shop at the top of my site, or you can check it out in my Instagram bio. Have a great one.